O Devatas. The Lord is the controller of these three modes of material nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation, and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on this subject matter? Interesting quote. He's quoting it to indicate the mood of the surrendered devotee. Basically, Brahma's saying, this is all too mysterious. How Krishna works with his energies, even I have difficulty understanding. Even the perfected yogis have difficulty understanding. But we should know it at least that the Lord will always give protection to his devotees. Somehow he's going to intervene and help Jayan Vijay, as he's also helping us because they're his devotees. So we don't need to speculate on how that's going to happen. No need to speculate on it at all. Just rest assured, his protection will intervene and help them. A devotee has faith in that principle. Even when it looks like, there they go, out of Vaikuntha, heading for the material world. Krishna's protection will be there. The surrendered soul has that faith. And sure enough, Krishna protects his devotees. So, last is, I just want to read from this work that Srila Prabhupada worked on as a grahastha, a collection of verses that glorify, how contemporary great devotees, not just Bhagavatam personalities, speak about feeling protected. Here's King Kulashekar. What's King Kulashekar known for? One of the Alvars. What else? Mukunda Mala Stotra. He offered various stotras or prayers to the Supreme Lord. Here's one of them. Oh, wicked mind, have no fear of the various severe punishments which await you for the sinful activities you have committed since time immemorial. Those sinful reactions are like your enemies, but they cannot dominate you because the factual master is the Supreme Lord, who is known as Sridhar. Give up your lethargy and meditate upon Lord Narayan, who quickly bestows devotional service. Is not the Supreme Lord, who vanquished all dangers in the material world, able to destroy the sins of his own servant? Beautiful prayer, huh? Very, very poetic. Now here's Madhvacharya. This is his appearance day. Here's his statement. Oh, how wonderful it is. Putana, the sister of Bakasura, wanted to kill Krishna by smearing deadly poison on her breasts and have Krishna take it. Nonetheless, Lord Krishna accepted her as his mother, and thus she attained the destination befitting Krishna's mother. Of whom should I take shelter but Krishna? Oh, excuse me, this is Uddhava. It's Uddhava. Of whom should I take shelter but Lord Krishna, who is most merciful? Here's Jamunacharya and his Stotra Ratna. Oh Lord, I can tolerate any kind of catastrophe because distress is my natural companion. But you can never allow your surrendered associates to be defeated. As for myself, I don't have a problem with difficulty, but you protect your devotees. You don't want your devotees to have such difficulty. If one's foot slips on the earth, he is again supported by the earth. Similarly, O Lord, you are the only shelter of those who offend you. Nice. Here's Maharaj Parikshit, last one. O Brahmanas, just accept me as a completely surrendered soul, and let Mother Ganges, the representative of the Lord, also accept me in that way, for I have already taken the lotus feet of the Lord into my heart. Let the snake bird or whatever magical thing the Brahmana boy created bite me at once. I only desire that you all continue singing glories of Lord Vishnu. He knew death was imminent, but he was free from fear because he knew that the Lord would take him and give him his ultimate spiritual protection. Okay, so you rewound it just a little? Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to sing one final song for this evening. It's on page 16. Songbooks, please. Page 16. Whoa. Okay, here we go.
Tumi to mai le jaare kheta mera jeete paare khabar ja khoshna ji hua
happened when he was recording these. He was running out of patience. So he, I think the next song, he doesn't even play mridanga. He just sings. He's getting a little fatigued. So, translation. Who can protect that person whom you wish to slay. The three worlds are obedient to your will. The gods, headed by Brahma, are your countless servants and stand by ready to execute your command. By your will, the planets exercise their auspicious or inauspicious influences. Illness, grief, death, and fear occur by your will. Your command is all-powerful. Now, here's a Bhagavad Gita verse being paraphrased. In fear of you, it's from the Vedas. In fear of you, the wind blows, and the sun and the moon and all others perform their allotted duties. You are the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme above all. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee. You are eternally pure. All your desires are fulfilled. Your name is Bhakta Vatsala, for you are very affectionate to the Vaishnavas. You are the eternal Lord of your loving devotees. Who can slay that person whom you wish to protect? You are the law of all laws. Lord, your eternal servant, Bhakti Vinod, has bowed down at your lotus feet, O Master. He cherishes the faith that you will surely protect him from all dangers. Okay. So we have some time. We can discuss a little bit. Any questions? Comments? The difference between Yogamaya and Mahamaya? Atmamaya. Well, they refer to the same energy, but different features of that energy. Yogamaya facilitates the pastimes of Krishna. It's one of his energies, his internal energy, then specifically the energy that facilitates his pastimes. And Atmamaya also means that same energy, but the context of Atmamaya, as far as I understand it, is there's more emphasis on the fulfillment of Krishna's personal will, his ichcha, his desire. So that which fulfills Krishna's desire, that term Atmamaya is used. It's the same energy, and it's a different way of looking at that same energy. They're interchangeable terms, a one-to-one correlation using mathematical terminology. Huh? Mahamaya is an expansion of Yogamaya, specifically to cover the living entity in such a way that the living entity will not recognize Krishna, will not even detect Krishna. Mahamaya acts upon those that have desires apart from Krishna. Yogamaya acts upon those who have desires to relate to Krishna and serve Krishna and love Krishna. But it's the same energy, acting differently according to the consciousness carried by the living entity.
How can we serve?
How can we do what?
The mind that could understand after the temptation.
You got it?
How can we fix our mind on Krishna?
By following the process of Krishna consciousness. Starting with chanting nice rounds in the morning and being very attentive when you're hearing class and seeing the beautiful decorated form of the deity and carrying that impression with you throughout the day. By serving the devotees very nicely and by residing in a sacred place. These five items I've just mentioned, they're the five most potent forms of devotional service for bringing us to that perfection. Do you know what those five are? Should I say them again? You know what they are. Okay.
Yeah. Is protection directly proportional to surrender, or is it more than the role of the surrender?
In from Krishna's side? His question was, we surrender to Krishna, and from Krishna's side, Krishna offers protection. Does Krishna's protection exceed our surrender? It's certainly proportionate to our surrender, but Krishna's capacity is far greater than ours. And one of Krishna's capacities is his love. So when Krishna sees that a devotee is taking a step towards him to surrender, then Krishna, Prabhupada says, takes 100 steps towards his devotee to accept their surrender and their service, to help them progress further. Well, that's in proportion to Krishna's greatness. Compared to our tininess. But yes, Krishna wants to extend himself to us more than we want to extend ourselves to Krishna. So as we extend ourselves to Krishna in surrender, Krishna extends himself even greater to us in the form of protecting us. I mean, literally speaking, what great thing are we doing? Devotional service, from a practical standpoint, is quite simple. We just have to get up in the morning at a certain hour, and you know, just if you take the mechanics of what we do, take a bath, put something on our forehead, and come to the, you know, the aarti and hold our arms up a few times. Move our feet around a little bit to do some aerobic exercises. Then we get to sit down and relax for a little bit. I mean, it's really very simple. And we want to bargain with Krishna about how much he's going to protect us for doing that. Big tapasya. But it's what Krishna wants, and so if we do that according to what Krishna wants, he's so appreciative. But it's not just the mechanics of what we do, it's the devotion with which we do it. That's what Krishna wants most of all.
when I tried to execute some instructions consciously, even though I did not do it perfectly, many times it was protected. So I was feeling that it is the obedience to the instruction that is protecting rather than the activity itself. In other words,
yeah, you got it right. You got it right. The answer is yes. Now here's the question. The question is, many times in trying to carry out an instruction, I realize that I make a mistake, but I feel that I'm being protected. So I realize, my realization is that the reason that Krishna is protecting me is that I'm making an effort to carry out the instruction, more so than the expert way in which I carry out the instruction. Krishna is reciprocating with the submission and surrender part, more than the fine qualitative execution part. That's correct. Go ahead. You're ready to do service to Krishna, but somehow you find that you're not serving Krishna. Is that you?
Due to negligence.
Well, how come you're being negligent? Huh? Lazy?
Neck pain.
You have a neck pain?
Leg pain.
You have a pain in your leg? From sitting too long or what? Huh?
Sometimes it feels like the body pain is there, so okay. Sometimes
she feels
that body pain is there, let me not do the service.
Uh-huh. What if your mother felt like that? I've got a pain. It's time for my family to have their meal, but I don't feel like it. No dinner tonight, no prasadam. She'll go in the kitchen and she'll cook even if she's not feeling well. Right? So you should do your duties like that too. Why does she do like that? No one's paying her to do that. She does out of love. She cares very much for her family members. And so she does. So there's a higher principle than what we feel. Sometimes I may feel lazy. Sometimes I may feel tired. Sometimes I may feel just like agitated. Sometimes I may feel a bodily pain. And responding to that, that's a lower principle. The higher principle is Guru and Krishna desire, and I have a duty to perform. And I have great affection for those who I love very much. And so I do. That's a higher principle. So part of growing up and part of a responsible life is to do things based on a higher principle. My bodily pains and my bodily pleasures really don't matter so much. They're like that. They're very flickering. Just like my coming here to India. You know what time it is when I first reached, the first place I got to was Singapore. And it's 12 hours difference. It's like standing on your head. What's day is night and night is day. And flying in a plane at 500 miles an hour for about 18 hours, breathing the same air over and over again. Yeah, that's what I felt like. But there was a reason for going there, and it doesn't matter what my body felt like. My body didn't know if it was what it was. It was day or night, or coming or going, or there or not there, or it doesn't matter. Because there's a purpose to fulfill. There's a service to Guru and Krishna to perform. That comes first. I'm sure you do that many times. You don't worry about the pain, your like and dislike and what you're chanting, you're reading, you're doing your schoolwork, you're doing the things that your parents request of you in a very obedient and dutiful way. There are higher principles than our bodily comforts. Okay.
Good. How can Krishna connect to personally or through his agent?
Personally. For his devotee, it's personal. That's where Atma Maya comes. Our question over there about Atma Maya. Did you hear his question? His question was, When Krishna protects his devotee, does he do so personally or through the agency of someone? Even if it's through the agency of someone, it's personally. It's just like if I have a stick in my hand and I extend the stick and, someone's falling asleep and I touch them on their shoulder. The stick is touching them on the shoulder. But I'm holding the stick and touching them on the shoulder. But Krishna acts to protect his devotees through his Atma Maya potency. Directly. Through the agency of his Atma Maya potency, but that's his internal potency, which means it's none different from him. Okay. Anyone that's not asked a question that would like to ask a question? Okay. Go for it, go ahead. Krishna is doing so much what?
Affection.
Yeah, okay. He has such love, affection for all souls. Yeah. But what? But? But not you? Go ahead. Because we're misers. Because we want to take, and not give. We're miserly at heart. Kripana. There are these two opposite. Prabhupada explains this way. There's the Brahmana and there's the Kripana. You know what a miser is? Miser? They receive and they never use it for something good. They keep, they say they get some, they earn some money. They put it in the hiding place. They go in their backyard, dig up some dirt, put it in the, and hide it, put it in a box. They don't do any good for other people with it, they just hold on to it. They have something valuable, but they never use it for a beneficial cause. Becoming Brahmana. Change from being Kripana to Brahmana. Brahmana, in a broad sense, it's not dependent upon birth, it's dependent upon quality. When one receives some understanding about how to please Krishna, just like this example of a treasure, Sarvagya, he is an astrologer and he tells this person, you have a great treasure, your father left it for you in your name. It's an allegory indicating the great treasure of devotional service, to access the greatest of all treasures, the Supreme Personality, Godhead. So if the treasury increases, it's very mystical. As we spend, the treasury increases. It's not because it's not material. If it was material, as you spend it, you have less and less and less, and then you have nothing. But this is spiritual. That's what a Brahmana knows that a Kripana doesn't know. As you engage in devotional service and give that to others, it's the same thing. It increases and it increases and it increases. The storehouse of love of God, as you distribute its contents, it increases and increases.
Spending the devotional service is an activity of Brahmana.
Yeah. Engaging in it and providing the opportunity for others to also engage in it. It's a Vaishnava principle. And Vaishnava, by being situated in a Vaishnava principle, the qualities of the Brahmana come to that person. Okay, I'm going to end here. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.